Hi, this is Neil Akery, the composer of Rend, the debut game from Frostkeep Studios, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of The Annotator at theannotator.net. Neil Akery is an award-winning film, television, and video game composer and conductor whose work includes the massively popular game franchises of World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Overwatch, and Revelation Online, and television shows like Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis, and over 30 feature films. Neil Akery is a versatile and prolific composer with roots in classical, rock, and electronic music. His music has been recorded and performed by orchestras and choirs around the world, including the hit concert tour, Video Games Live. His latest project is for the video game Rend. Rend was developed by Frostkeep Studios, which was founded by veteran game developers who met working on the original World of Warcraft. This hybrid survival game summons players to align with one of three factions before they are dropped into a beautiful but brutal fantasy world where they must strategically team up with other players and friends to battle enemy creatures and rival factions in a relentless, competitive race towards ascension. In this episode of The Annotator, Neil Akery talks about his desire for his original score for Rend to tell the story starting from a warrior's funeral to ascending to a higher plane of existence in the afterlife. He shares about his use of vocals and Old Norse poetry. He discusses how instrumentation choices, which span the globe, produce the raw and unrefined edge and a sense of history in the score. Finally, he shares about how many of the instrumentalists on Rend had never performed on a video game score before.
This is the main theme and the loading music for the game. And being the first thing you hear in the game, I wanted the music to tell a story. And the first part of that story is a warrior's funeral. One of the things that first drew me into the world of Rend is the idea that the players start out in this afterlife where they're fighting for survival against other factions, against waves of demons, and all these different challenges, ultimately with the goal of ascending to a higher plane of existence. That spiritual aspect of the game led me to the idea of using vocals, and I couldn't think of a better singer than Einar Selvik of Vårdruna, this amazing Norwegian folk band. I started writing this piece for him not knowing if he'd even be available or interested, and I'm grateful that he was, because he not only brought an amazing voice, but by setting the music to Old Norse poetry really added an extra layer of depth and authenticity. The female vocals are by a Spanish singer named Celica Soldream, and their two voices together kind of create this primal elegy for the fallen warrior who finds himself in the world of Rend and must fight to earn his place in the great battle in the sky. The next chapter of this piece is the hunt, or the battle. The rhythm here has a sort of galloping quality because it was influenced by the idea of riding one of the interesting beasts you might find in Rend into battle. The driving, churning, tonal sound underneath is a hurdy-gurdy that I played myself. I also layered a bunch of different world instruments like Mongolian violin ensemble, tromba marina, which is a medieval instrument, as well as some Middle Eastern and Indian bowed instruments. The melody here and throughout was played on an instrument called the Viola da Gamba by Philip Serna from Chicago. And the upper part of the melody was doubled by Hardanger fiddle and nickel harpa. The Viola da Gamba is an interesting Baroque instrument. It's sort of like a seven-string cello with frets and resonating strings that create that buzzy resonant sound that a lot of the instruments on this score have. And that adds sort of a raw and unrefined edge to the music, which I thought made sense for a survival game where you start out with nothing and you have to build all of your tools and weapons from the world around you. The closing chapter of this piece is the Ascension. The players overcome the elements, rival teams, and random waves of monsters attacking to earn their final passage into the world of the divine. There's a perpetual upward movement in the vocals and the strings that I hope will create kind of a rising and reverent feeling, bringing us to the resolution. So this is some of the music that plays at night in the game. In the world of Ren, the sun sets at night and rises in the morning. And we wanted to create a different feel at night as these bioluminescent colors kind of create this mysterious atmosphere. For this piece, I used a hardanger fiddle, which is a really interesting Norwegian folk instrument. It has a lot of similarities to the violin, but has more strings and is very ornately decorated with ivory inlay and all these different patterns on the instrument. But it also has these resonating strings that kind of create this buzzy, droney sound as it's played. The instrument was played by Rachel Nesvig from Seattle, who took the melody and really brought out the natural characteristics of the instrument with it. I wanted the music to be beautiful and ethereal, but have a certain raw and unrefined edge to it, and the hardanger fiddle was perfect for that. Instruments like this bring with them a history and a heritage, and even though all the melodies were written out, I encourage the players to experiment and incorporate some of the more traditional ways of playing the instrument. Giving the players the freedom to bring their own voice to the music allows you to arrive at a place that neither of you could have gotten on your own. This is some of the day exploration music and another one of the pieces that Einar Selvik of Wardruna sang on. I played a little kantele on this piece, which is a handheld steel string harp from Finland. Overall, I wanted the music to be dark and ominous, but also beautiful and awe-inspiring. I wanted the sound to be ancient and organic, but also alien and mysterious. So in addition to using a lot of older Scandinavian instruments, I used a lot of manipulated organic sounds like panpipes pitched down or pitch-bent alpenhorn. There's also a little bit of Tibetan horn in there. I obviously wasn't going for a specific, authentic, regional kind of sound, but I hope that pulling in a lot of rare and ancient instruments from around the world would create this sense of history. I also added a lot of echoing, bent textures to kind of add to the off-kilter, otherworldly feeling of the game. It was really fun to experiment and try all these different elements together to try to find a sound I hadn't done before. I have to thank the guys at Frostkeep for trusting me and giving me the freedom to experiment and explore. Here's some more music for daytime exploration. I used drones and repeating patterns with a persistent rhythm to create a feeling of forward momentum while standing still, or the feeling of preparing for a battle. In triggered game music, as opposed to film music, the music has to be able to cover a wide spectrum of tasks or things that might happen during gameplay. So I tend to focus more on the emotions or the feelings the player might have about the area they're in or what they're doing. This piece is built on top of a hurdy-gurdy drone with a repeating pattern in the hardanger fiddle and nickel harpa. There's some orchestral strings and drums underneath to create this feeling of impending war. And this gives way to a building swell when the female vocals come in to kind of create a sense of grandeur and beauty. For all the challenges the players might face, it's still a beautiful world, and I hope the music helps them get lost in it. The Music of Rend was a bit of an international production, with vocalists from Norway and Spain, soloists from Germany, Seattle, and Chicago, as well as what I recorded in my studio in Los Angeles. If you look hard enough, you can find players for all these instruments in LA, but I wanted to cast the net a bit further and work with people that I hadn't worked with before. Actually, I don't think anyone that performed on Rend had ever played on a video game score. One of the interesting environments in the game are the caves, and we want there to be a strong contrast in music from the outside. I use brief moments of silence in the music to create a feeling of loneliness. On this piece, the sporadic, haunting melody is played on the bazantar, which is an instrument that was actually invented in the late 90s. It's a 5-string acoustic bass fitted with 29 sympathetic strings and 4 drone strings, so it kind of has, again, a very resonant, buzzy sound. But it also has a very wide range, so it's able to do these really kind of high, evocative melodies, as well as these low, growling swells that I use in a lot of the other pieces. It fit very well with the other resonant instruments that I used. Again, I was going for something kind of ancient and primal, but in this case also haunting and somber. The challenge of writing this kind of stuff is trying to make it thin and sparse, but not too thin. And again, you're creating music that has to cover a wide variety of possibilities, from exploring a cave to fighting a giant spider that jumps out at you. So it's a fairly broad approach, and I try to focus on what's beneath the surface rather than specifically what's happening on screen. Lastly, this is the music of The Reckoning. A periodic event that happens in the game where waves of these tall, slender, humanoid creatures come and attack the base that you've built from scratch, and you have to defend yourself. So naturally, the music had to be frenetic and relentless. I used a lot of orchestral elements. But for the horror sounds you hear, I wanted to do something a little different. I used ethnic instruments like the bazantar, panpipes, and various bowed instruments with some delay added to help create the effect. Choir and female vocals as well. And in the midst of it all, underneath the orchestra, there's a bed of medieval instruments that keep it grounded in the world of Rend. So all the creepy, shrill instruments you're hearing are non-orchestral instruments. Rhythmically, this piece ties in with the main theme as well as the trailer, which was the first thing I wrote. When I wrote the music for the announcement trailer, I tried to define the sound of the game as much as possible. For that reason, all the music ties to it in one way or another. Getting to help build the sound of the game from the ground up is one of the most challenging but rewarding things. The work can be really difficult sometimes, but I had a lot of fun with this one. I also wanted to take a moment to thank all the amazing musicians that helped bring the music of Rend to life, and to Frostkeep Studios for inviting me along on this journey. I hope everyone enjoys the music and gets a chance to check out the game.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with Neil Acree and his original score to the video game, Rend. Rend was developed by Frostkeep Studios, and the game was originally scheduled for launch during the spring of 2017, but on June 21st, 2017, it was announced that it had been delayed. You can find out more about Rend and its release date at frostkeep.com. No announcement about an official release of the original score to Rend has yet been made. You can find out more and hear more music by Neil A. Cree at his official website, neilacree.com. Or you can follow him on Twitter at @Neil_Acree. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net. Or you can subscribe by iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you find quality podcasts. You can also follow the show on Twitter at @AudioAnnotator or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com. In our next episode, you'll hear from composer Christopher Leonards, who will tell his composing tales around his score for the animated feature film, Smurfs: The Lost Village.